And we're happy to celebrate this annual event, the Huntington Economic Outlook Show here on the Paul W. Smith Show. You've heard my next guest here on my program, but also probably read some of his thoughts sought by the Wall Street Journal or Reuters or Fox News, Bloomberg, among many others, CNN, CNBC, because of his knowledge, because of his 30 years that he has spent as an investment manager, investment strategist, and economic strategist for various financial institutions. He joined the Columbus-based Huntington Bank in May of 2014 and has been doing a great job ever since. John, nice to catch up with you again.
Good morning, Paul.
I want to get some of your learned thoughts, if you don't mind, on the markets and the economy for this new year we're speeding into here.
Well, first off, happy Fed Day. Today is Fed Day, so in our business, that's important.
What does that mean, Fed Day? Because they're going to make some side of some announcement that's going to make the stock market shoot up or shoot down?
Yes, at 2 p.m. this afternoon. Then the Fed chair is going to have a press conference at 2:30. So that does cause market volatility. For investors, though, remember, what we tell our group is usually the first direction of markets is not what they end up for the day. So just pointing that out to you.
Oh, first direction of the market. Yeah, well, we've seen that a couple. We had 1,000 points, down 1,000 points. We finished up the other day. I mean, it certainly is volatile. There's nothing new there, that's for sure.
There is a wall of cash on the sidelines looking for a home in a zero interest rate environment. It generally finds it in the stock market. That's what's going on right now.
What about our jousting with Russia over Ukraine? I think that makes some investors a little bit nervous.
It did early Monday. That's right or wrong. That's kind of worn off. If we saw that, concern markets. What's the two things Russia produces? Natural gas and crude oil. Neither one of those two has moved. So if we did see something, those two markets should move. They're not moving very much.
All right. That's an interesting observation, that's for sure. One of the things that we're dealing with in a big way, in fact, I almost want to say there's a whole generation that didn't even know what inflation was. Well, they're learning now when they go to the grocery store, the gas pump, or any number of other places. How do you think, John Augustine, that inflation is going to play out this year?
So two things on inflation. Number one, commodity prices. And unfortunately, we see that at the gas pump every day. So commodity prices are still elevated. Those need to start to come down. The second thing, it's affecting our auto industry right now, is the supply chains, global supply chains, because a lot of them start in emerging markets. A lot of emerging markets are still locked down because of the virus. So getting emerging markets open, getting supply chains running, getting commodity prices to at least level out, that's what's going to be important to inflation this year. Now, Paul, the expectation is each quarter this year we're going to see inflation drop down. We hope that's true. If anything's wrong, it doesn't come down as much as expected, but the expectation is starts to drop, not where it was, 1% to 2%, but maybe comes down to 3% by year end.
Scary predictions from some on interest rate increases, especially on this Fed day. What are your predictions?
Well, our economic team believes the Fed's going to raise three times. Now, markets and some economists think four, so we're light there, just pointing that out first. So we'll get some interest on our savings now, but not a lot compared to what the inflation rate is. Longer-term interest rates, say the 10-year treasury, which affects the mortgage market, housing, is probably going to hit 2%, probably by the middle of this year. Maybe it closes the year a little over 2%. We haven't seen that in a couple years. That should be okay for the economy. That should be okay for the housing market. But we'll see borrowing costs start to lift up a little bit because that's what the Fed wants.
Let me put it this way. What's the best thing to do with cash at the moment? Under the mattress is not the best thing ever.
Right now, so the stock market, a lot of attention, a lot of headlines right now. It's the tale of two tapes right now. So, as an example, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, so think of big old dividend producing companies, it's only down 5% this year. Now, the NASDAQ, a lot of tech companies, a lot of momentum companies we were all hearing about last year, it's down 13%. So, to answer your question, there's a lot of companies that produce nice dividends. Those are attractive in a zero interest rate environment. That's where we'd be looking. That's where markets are looking so far this year on a relative basis.
Okay, still strong on the stock market, and why not? You've got history on your side with that. What's your outlook for small businesses? Frankly, John, I want your outlook, but more importantly, what's your advice to small businesses in this new year?
Three things. Number one, labor, it's tight. We all know that. So small business, just like big business, is going to all have to put their talent management hats on. Those aren't going to go away. So we have to basically attract, train, and retain employees and the right ones. So each one of us is going to be spending a percentage of our day doing that. That's number one. Number two, big companies, last 2 years, different environment, excuse me, somehow they've gotten a lot more efficient. So I and my small business need to make sure I'm getting more efficient. Third thing, last year, what we saw with big companies, they were using their balance sheets to go out and buy other companies. Global merger and acquisition activity was at a record. So if I'm a small business, I want to think the same. Is there a way I can expand now on the other side of this? Because I did a good job with my balance sheet over the past 2 years. So those are three things that we see big business doing. Makes sense for small business.
Very quickly, with about 30 seconds left, the pandemic continues. What's your best financial guidance for our personal lives right now, John?
For your personal life, stay with your investment programs, even in this market volatility. Usually, we get a 10% drop in stocks every year. We just haven't seen it for 2 years. So don't overplay this pullback in stocks. Stay with your investment plans.
Good advice to live with. John Augustine, who, by the way, didn't go to Michigan State University. He went to Ohio State University. But I've never held that against you very much. Thanks, John.
Thanks, Paul. Thanks.
John Augustine, Chief Investment Officer, Huntington Private Bank on WJR.